When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lumos. Hello, friends. Welcome to Shell Cottage Radio, a cozy Potter podcast. I'm your host, Ezra, aka Bill, also known as your friendly tech wizard and former captain of the Hufflepuff Quidditch team. The flannel wizard, yours truly, me. Today we are, well, we're saying hello and welcome to our new project. But friends, before we do all of that, please welcome your lovely design witch, the fascination of fourth year, and my wonderful co-host and yours, Lottie, aka Fleur.
Hello, fellow Potterheads. We're broadcasting to you from our beautiful little shell cottage on the outskirts of Tinworth of America. This is our first episode of Shell Cottage Radio, in which we will introduce ourselves, talk about our story, and why we decided to start this Potter podcast. I want to start off with a quote that really stuck out to me as we were preparing for our show today. So we're going to tell you why in a second, but I'll have Ezra guess who the quote is from. So here it is, very short.
Okay.
It's not much, but it's home.
Oh my gosh. So who said that, right?
Yes, who said that?
Ron Weasley.
Wow, that was quick. Yeah.
Right?
And you didn't look it up before.
No.
You didn't see it before. You just remember it. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, I was wondering, so I know it said in the film, I was like, is it said differently in the book, you know, for sometimes I get those mixed up, or is it only said in the show? I don't know, actually.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm only thinking
about
the show. I can literally picture him saying it.
It's not much, but it's home.
Yeah, yeah.
they're all
eating something. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, why were we talking about this? Home. Can you remember what we said at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, because we were trying to decide whether or not we were going to say, you know, do we call this Shell Cottage?
Right.
Right? Because it's just our little apartment, our humble little apartment, and we're hoping to you know, we might buy a home, we might build a home, we're not really sure, and we were talking about, no, home is where we're at right now, right?
Yes.
And it's me and you. We make a home, and that's what was so kind of lovely about it. This is home. I think as we were discussing it, I was like, well, this is our home. This is where we live, you know?
Yeah.
And so home can change over the time. It can change over the years. As we've grown, like it used to be with mom and dad, you know?
Right.
And so now it's grown into something more, and it's great. And it will continue to evolve, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So. I thought that was beautiful because, Shell Cottage is the home of Bill and Fleur Weasley, and they just love their home. And it's, why is it home? Because of the people.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So it's just a wonderful way to start the show. But sweetie, how are you doing? You doing okay?
I'm just great, sweetie. So, because we just had a delicious salad for dinner.
Oh, God, we did.
And I thought I'd make us a little treat from the unofficial Harry Potter cookbook. So if you're watching this on YouTube, we have a video version of this, so you can see. I'm holding up to the camera right now. The unofficial Harry Potter cookbook. Ezra got that for me for Christmas, so I thought I should use it for our, you know, to celebrate our first episode today. And I decided to start with something easy. So I made Hagrid's famous rock cakes. And we absolutely love food. But we love to stay on the healthy side. So we made a sugar-free, gluten-free, and low-carb version of it using like coconut milk, almond flour, stevia, all that stuff. And I even made a little short little video on how to make them, which you can check out on our Instagram at Fleur and Bill, one word, or TikTok, which is also at Fleur and Bill. But yeah, so also if you are watching on YouTube, this is our result, our rock cakes or cookies more.
They're rock cakes, sweetie.
So yeah, but I know you've been dying to say something about them. So sweetie, what did you think?
Well, first of all, can I just do a live tasting here?
Absolutely.
Friends, so, we want you to get used to the idea that like on this show, just hold, there we go. Let me just get one of these bad boys. Is that one of the raisin ones? Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, we have two different versions. The original recipe calls for raisins, but we have one with raisins, one with chocolate, just chocolate.
Yes. Yeah. Some real bitter chocolate.
Real bitter. Yeah, no sugar
in it. A bitter chocolate. Yep. So, also, friends, I have to say that's the first time it's happened, but Lottie just brings out voices from me. Like, I just will randomly happen, so I apologize. I try to do it to make her laugh. It's also just silly. I'm more silly around you. I don't know what it is, but it's great. Anyway, the rock cakes. They've now been sitting out because we've been prepping this podcast for the past, I don't know, like 2-3 hours because it's our first one. We're getting used to it. We got all this stuff laid out here. So these bad boys have really turned into rock cakes, I think. All right. So I'm going to bite into one here.
Oh, me too.
Yep.
I mean, can you feel that? Can you imagine like sitting in one of Hagrid's armchairs and he just handed you one of these cakes and you're like trying to
also
get as raisins? Much tea as you can.
Oh my! Oh, absolutely. the raisins really get hard. They're really hard. They are like little rocks in there.
Right?
Seriously, I mean, they're hard. No, they're hard as rocks. They're like little pebbles. You could probably hear it like tinking on the plates, like little pebbles dropping on the plate. But no, they're good.
They are.
They definitely just require a lot of liquid.
Yes, you gotta thank you, by the way, for my lovely friends for getting me this beautiful Hogwarts cup. Anyways, you gotta dip your raw cakes into some tea or coffee. I'm having some apple cinnamon tea with it, and you gotta dip it in the tea. And that makes them really
sweetie. Moist. I'm sorry. These rock cakes are so crumbly that I'm afraid if I put this in the coffee, it's just all going in. And it's just going to stay there and never come back out. I'm going to try it, though. I'll dip it in the coffee here. I got some nice black, warm, some warm black coffee. All right.
I think they're good. They do remind me of Hagrid. I mean, you know, they're not like the best cookies or cakes you've ever had, but Hagrid, he was trying. I mean, he wanted to make them feel good, make them a little treat, you know.
Right.
Like whenever he has guests over, just to treat them with some cookies.
Yeah.
We should just acknowledge the effort.
Can you imagine throughout the day he's just working on some rock cakes, and just in the event that somebody might show up, he's just keeping it real. He's got the cakes there. So this was really ambitious, by the way, for us to jump right into rock cakes and eating on the podcast. This was an ambitious move, sweetie. So,
are we Slytherins?
I mean, yeah, we all have those aspects. are we Slytherin? I've got some floaters now in the coffee, multiple floaters, and they look like the raisin. I'm worried I'm going to take a big old swig of this coffee and suck a raisin up in there. You're going to hear me joking on the episode.
You're going to be fine, sweetie.
They're good. You did a great job, and I'm really I want folks to know. So one of the staples of the show will be food, and I think you're going to talk about that.
Yes.
Right? So, because that's just...
Yes, this is a Cozy Potter podcast, so food, drinks, and candles will be a permanent feature of this podcast. And apparently whispering, too, because it's cozy. I don't know.
It is. You're kind of doing like an ASMR situation over there, and I like it, you know?
Yeah.
That's great. That totally fits you, because, and we'll talk about that later, too.
Right. Well, I mean, all we want you guys to do, just sit back, relax with us, and talk Potter, Fantastic Beasts, Cursed Child, basically everything Wizarding World.
Yeah. Yeah, the Wizarding World.
Right.
I mean, what a wonderful place.
Right. Know? Oh, yes. We love it. Yeah. We're going to start, actually, we're going to start covering the Fantastic Beasts movies first, since we have the new movie, The Secrets of Dumbledore, coming up. But in this episode, like we said, we want to talk about us first. Who are we? How did we meet? And why Fleur and Bill?
Sweetie, yeah.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, I do. Okay, this is what I do. I love, you're going to notice two different styles here as we start as well, because Lottie very much was like, sweetie, I got to have a doc. And I am already, I can tell I'm already causing chaos on the show, because I am just like, I think I'm getting these visual cues from her, like, look at the doc. And I'm just sort of like over here going rogue. So I also like making her laugh. Sorry. So sorry. Was that the rock?
That's
cake?
The rock.
They're a bit sandy.
Oh my God.
They're like sandy rocks. Do you need, here, you, I have, sorry, if you want to wash it down with a little.
Oh, that's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
You sure?
It's good. I have tea.
Like I said, folks, very, very ambitious start. To our welcome.
No,
episode.
I love it. I feel like I'm just sitting in Hagrid's hut, or I'm, you know, Hagrid gave me his recipe, and I'm like, I can't say no, and you know.
Well, and that's kind of the thing. Like, honestly, really, the spirit of this is we're just Potter nut jobs.
We are.
We are, and we love it so much. And the way we kind of met is a very Potter meeting. You know, right. It's really cool, and it has to do with podcasting. Which is awesome, you know. So this is all kind of full circle and something that we really wanted to pursue and have fun with. But yeah, don't worry if it's gonna get awkward on here sometimes. But that's exactly how I love it, how I want it to be. Anyways, yeah. So the start of all this, right?
Right.
Okay. There she goes. She's like, right. Fleur and Bill, we were on a hike, on a great hike in Costa Rica. I'm just gonna jump right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Going to a waterfall. I was profusely sweating. Set the scene. Profusely sweating. And it was uphill the whole way. Like the hike, the whole way was uphill. We get to a magnificent waterfall. We just talked the whole time about our favorite things, Potter. We talked about the book series, the fact that we're an international couple.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know, I'm from Germany.
Could you tell? Like, isn't her accent just so, you know? No, you can't.
I was
you
thinking can't. About Dana. Like,
were you going to try something? Were you going to channel your mother?
No. Yeah. Don't tell her.
I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble.
Do not tell her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to, channel my mother. My mother.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what all of my friends expected you to talk like.
I know. They were very disappointed when I did not speak like that, like that, you know?
Sweetie, now you're throwing people. They're wondering if you were faking before. was that her real, you know? No. No, but yeah, so we're an international couple, and gosh, we kind of, how far back do you want to go in the story?
Yeah, I mean, wow.
This is just a get to know us sort of thing before we dive into all sorts of things. You know, the Potter news, the stories, the books, the character, all that kind of stuff. We figured get to know us. How far are you going to go back? Just,
I mean, yeah, you started with Costa Rica. That's actually pretty special, because that's where we came up with the Fleur and Bill idea.
Yeah.
Because you started off with international couple, right? But we also, we like, you know, Fleur and Bill, they just love each other, and they don't really care what other people think or like how they
yeah the like the their feedback, their perception, the energy.
Right. How they perceive, yep.
Yeah.
Their relationship. But they just, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are.
Yeah.
They just want to be together. They just want to live a simple life. Like, you could think, like, Fleur, first time she shows up, everyone thinks, like, oh, she's, like, you know, whatever. She's the, you know, super pretty, and she is pretty confident, but she ends up living in a super small little cottage somewhere, you know, near the sea. No, like, there's no one around.
Right.
Very,
very humble kind of living, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, it was, you know, you could say that the times were pretty rough and things like that, but still, there was something about that that she just, like, her love for Bill really shined through. Mrs. Weasley doesn't see it right away.
Yeah.
I mean, phlegm is mocked all over that house, okay? Like, my gosh. And so we just kind of felt like, you know, a lot of times when we were dating during the pandemic and things were, you know, whatever, we didn't really want any negative energy around our relationship or whatever. Because some people will try to deter you. They'll tell you, it's too hard, it's too difficult.
Right.
Yeah, you just get the negative vibes or energy, and we just knew, right? We just knew that we were, you know.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you can say what you want, but it was pretty magical.
we would say,
because I mean, we have a special connection to Harry Potter because we kind of met through a Harry Potter podcast, which is not this one,
right?
It's not, yeah, but it's a podcast that I absolutely love.
They're a wonderful podcast.
Yes.
Swish and Flick.
Swish and Flick. We love them. And I, I used to listen to them after, well, while actually I was writing my master's thesis for university and I needed some, you know, time to just listen to something Potter, get away, like just relax. And on my way to volleyball practice on my bike, I would, you know, put on the latest episode. Not the latest, I started from the beginning. I think they were pretty far in already, but I started with the first book. So they do a book, chapter by chapter reread of the books. And I started with the first book. And halfway through Prisoner of Azkaban, one of the hosts had to leave. And Ezra was actually on the podcast for a little bit. And I listened to his voice, and I can just say, but sweetie, it was love at first sound.
Okay.
So,
oh, you're so sweet.
But yeah, then I tried to find you and you weren't on social media at all. So
yeah. Yeah, this is crazy. So again, that's my that's one of my good friends, Tiffany, and I was filling in because she was pregnant. And they're four women, all wonderful. You have Megan, Katie, and Sarah are the other co-hosts on that show. And they're fantastic. I helped them in the beginning just to kind of start that podcast, and it was a wonderful time, wonderful experience. And it has a special, special place in my heart because I went there. And is it okay? I'm going to say this a little bit because I think if you listen to Potter podcast, you might have listened to them. There's MuggleNet. There's that's such good. Hard. That's such good ambience. I'm sorry. I'm listening to the rock cakes just dropping on the plate over here. But no, it's just, you know, it was a lot of fun. I was so excited to do that project or to help them get going, and they have just taken it to like a whole new level. Mm-hmm. So when I was on there, it was great. And then you sort of like the way I remember you describing it to me was almost like as if you're wherever you're walking or whatever, the first time you heard my voice or you heard me come on there was sort of like, hey, soulmate, what's up? Yes. Like, no, I'm just kidding. And that's awesome. I mean, it's such a different kind of way to meet. And then you reached out, and really from there, actually, there's a lot more to it. You know, we talked and stuff, and that's sort of our beginnings, though. It's sort of our origins. And I was actually criticized a little bit for helping by some of my air quote friends back in the day. I'll go ahead and say it, like, because I want to say this in case they listen, because I have always and will always like support that show and people in general who just want to be positive and who want to create something good, you know, and be positive influencers. And I think content creation is really cool. I encourage people to do it. I think on our YouTube channel, I'm going to have like how to podcast and work through all those different things. I have this whole idea and stuff that I want to do because I, as a teacher too, I'm always trying to encourage my students to pursue their passions and to do those things. If you have a hobby that you like, get into it, go for it, and stay motivated. So that was my spirit. I was doing that with my own projects, and then I had a friend who wanted help with that, and I did nothing but just go there with the intent to really push them forward because I thought they're good people and they're good content creators.
Yeah,
and not expecting anything really from it, just sort of a pop on, say hi or whatever. And I remember I said from the beginning, I'm like, it's going to be a fantastic, wonderful, you know, huge, great show, and it is. But lo and behold, the love of my life heard me on that show. It's crazy. It's really wild. And so sometimes I just think, like, if you put good out there into the universe, I think you'll get good in return. I really believe it may take a long time. You may have to, it's different for everybody. We all have our own life, our own walk and things like that. And a lot of times it's perspective, but still, I just feel like it was such a good experience. I put positive energy towards it and got something, you know, positive in return, even during the time. And then it just continues to keep kind of rewarding me. And not only with that podcasting project, but just everything that I've done. Like, I really feel I'm a big believer in positive energy, and you are too. And that's really what kind of like attracted us to each other.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, who would have expected that this really, you know, that's why I believe it's, I don't know. It's, I believe you're my soulmate. And when we started talking, we were looking at 2021, mm-hmm. Worldwide pandemic.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Travel restrictions. Yep. I mean, we were already an international couple, and we made it through. We talked every single day for hours for 6 months straight.
Yeah.
And then we finally met in person, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yeah. So, and that's where this whole idea all kind of started. I mean, at first it was just, you know, let's, you know, have like a cute old couple's Instagram, which we just keep to ourselves to make memories, to post our travel photos and stuff, because we knew we were going to be a traveling couple since we were international. And it's not easy. You got to be committed when you're international, because you got to pay a lot of money for flights.
Yeah.
You got to pay a lot of money for COVID tests, vaccinations, all these extra things that have to do with COVID. You just got to be committed. And if there's any other international couples out there who think, you know, they need advice, I feel like pretty confident now to give other people advice on that topic, because we've been through so much together.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, and it's, if anything, encouragement too, right? Also, just like straight encouragement to you know, if it's
right,
it is hard, it's tough, and it's taught us a lot. And so, yeah, we want to encourage folks to kind of chase your dreams. And if that's a, you know, if that's a person who lives in another country, by golly, you know, go for it. I never thought I'd be in Costa Rica. I had never left the United States, And then you're like, we couldn't figure out a place to go. Kind of meet and
right, because I was not allowed to go to the States.
Yeah,
from Germany directly to the States was not allowed. You just couldn't get in.
Yeah,
unless you spend 2 weeks somewhere else. So
and
I don't
we
know.
We were going to do that in Costa Rica, right? We were going to spend 2 weeks in Costa Rica.
That was the whole plan. But then, things got a little bit rough at home, and I had to go back home, so I could not come to the States last year. But since we both. When we started talking, we also talked about Scotland, because Scotland has a special place in our hearts too, because your family is from Scotland, and I always wanted to go. I love Ireland. I love England.
Yeah,
I always wanted to go. So I've been to Ireland. I've been to London, but I always wanted to go to Scotland. So we're kind of jokingly saying, okay, I can be, you know, your European tour guide in Scotland.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, that was cute. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, I had a tour guide in the beginning who was going to show me all over the place, right?
Yes.
Because you were much more well-traveled than I was. And, you know, the other piece, too, is that Scotland is, as far as, like, Harry Potter, like, largely influence the series.
Absolutely.
So yes. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Because we did go to Edinburgh, Scotland, last year. So you came then to Germany. I couldn't go to States. You came to Germany instead, met my family and all that good stuff. We went to Scotland, to Edinburgh together, and we absolutely fell in love with this city.
Yeah, we did.
And it's so close to the North Sea. There's so much. I mean, you just walk around in the old city in the center, and you see things that, I mean... Oh gosh, sweetie, I forget what the street, the road is called, but it absolutely looks like Diagon Alley.
Oh yeah.
And you see all these little shops with Harry Potter stuff. So it's totally like a, I mean, I would recommend everyone who is into Harry Potter and who has the chance to go to see Edinburgh, because it's not exactly like a, you know, a movie set, or the, it's not the Wizarding World in Orlando.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But it shows you
The
inspiration.
It does.
For Harry Potter.
Well, even walking through like the graveyards and stuff like that. Yeah. We can the do names, a whole episode on that, friends, because we had so much time. We walked all over, tried to find some sites and just, you know, looked for the places that really influenced, you know, the series. Yeah. And so it's really cool. And we're planning on going back, you know,
my
dad wants us to go back. So we're, we're going to go.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll take the Hogwarts Express.
Hopefully, yeah. But what, I mean, when we were in Scotland, Edinburgh, our favorite thing to do was get a good Scottish breakfast.
Oh.
At a restaurant, and then have like a little dessert and coffee, which was shortbread. We absolutely love shortbread.
Right.
And then we would just walk and walk for hours, guys. I mean, I'm not kidding you when I say we would be walking for 5 to 6 hours straight just to the North Sea and back, and to what's the park called? To Arthur's Seat in Holyrood Park, all the good places. I mean, Edinburgh is so nice and walkable. Like, it's, I mean, there's a lot of sidewalks, pavements, and you can just walk everywhere, and that's what we did. And we were walking up to the North Sea coast,
right?
And we were seeing all these little houses up there,
mm-hmm.
you know, little houses, cottages, and we were like, wow, this is, I mean, one day we're gonna retire and have a retirement home here, and just, you know, little cottage by the sea. And I mean, our name was already Fleur and Bill, so it just made sense to call our podcast after a home, Shell Cottage Radio. And we love traveling.
Right.
We love going out to eat. We love going to the gym. We love, you know, going on walks, hikes, all that good stuff. But isn't it just nice to come home, or come to a home you love with your favorite person, hot drink, good food, scented candles, and just nerd out about your favorite stories and movies and games?
Yeah, sweetie, it really is. Let me say this too, just so folks. So every day in Costa Rica, and we had to leave, and it was a little emotional when we had to leave.
Yeah.
But I remember every morning I woke up to that Harry Potter playlist that was playing in our Airbnb, and we would, I mean, I'm talking all morning. Lottie would be cooking breakfast or whatever, and it was just on. We'd wake up, go get a shower or whatever, I mean, just on. We'd go to sleep to it at night. Then we'd watch the movies and the films, and I was just like, you never got bored of it? And I was like, and I never got bored of it. And that's the sometimes, you know, you're like, okay, God, I love it. The ambience right now is really wonderful. But like, it's something for me too. Like, Star Wars is a fandom that I'm into. I could watch one of those movies every single day and literally never get sick of it. Harry Potter is that same thing for me, and it is for you. And so I was like, this is awesome. This is wonderful. Anytime I was, I think it was like right after college, I had probably read the series, and I wouldn't say that I had like, I think I just listened to it at least like 6 or 7 times. And I mean, once a year, it would be like this thing that would come around. My buddy Thomas would be like, time to queue it up again. And you would just listen. It was almost like a therapeutic listen through. Yeah. I'm not even so sure I was listening to every single detail. I was just like, just pressing play, listening, and I would get a few pieces. I'd get a few laughs from Ron, and I would get some emotions because of what they were going through.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's just a nice place. It has a really good special feel, and it's an escape. It's just wonderful. You know, it's just really cool. And so we both really connected.
Yes.
In that way. And yeah. It's cool. So very fitting that we wanted to start this project. And like you said, it's just nice to come home. We talk about it anyways. We're constantly talking about theories, thoughts, characters, making little jokes. Yeah.
Right. And then we thought, why not just talk about it with you guys? And I mean, I used to, like, with my friends in high school, or I should say middle school, because in Germany we don't really have the middle school. It's just the next secondary school after you graduate elementary school, kind of.
Yeah.
So my friends from secondary school, we were really young, and we were all into Harry Potter, because that was the time when I think the last couple of movies came out. I think all the books were already, maybe not. Oh, I should have researched that. But anyways, we would always play, fifth grade, we'd play Harry Potter outside when we were on breaks. We just played Harry Potter, and who got to be Hermione, who got to be Ginny, and one of my best friends. I remember us always being like, okay, so chemistry or biology class would be potions class, and we'd just pretend we were in potions class. And whenever we got, you know, like, oh, we have to get our homework done or start a new school year, and we'll always be like, okay, we want to be like Hermione. We're going to study. Mm-hmm. We're going to read everything beforehand. We're going to, you know, we were so determined every new school year we were going to be like Hermione. And then we were always like, oh, no, it's too hard. Just let's just, you know, B is fine. Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, Hermione's a lot to live up to, really.
I know.
She's quite fantastic.
She
is ambitious.
Amazing.
No, she is amazing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool that you guys played that. So let me see here real quick. So Philosopher's Stone comes out in 97.
Mm-hmm.
Chamber of Secrets, 98. And then 99 is Prisoner of Azkaban. Goblet of Fire, 2000. Mm-hmm. Order of Phoenix, 2003. Half-Blood Prince, 2005. Then
2005 is when I started secondary school, I think.
Okay.
2005, 2006, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so not all the books were out yet. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, we were totally into that, all that good stuff.
I'm not going to tell you where I was in school in 2005. Oh, boy. That's funny. No. So that's really cool. That's really interesting. But anyway, friends, we're just we're super just excited to do this and have fun with it. Mm-hmm. And we wanted you guys to know kind of where we're coming from. I know it seems almost a little awkward to like talk about ourselves a little bit, but at the same point, it's like we want you to know why the podcast is called what it's called, our handle and all that kind of stuff, and who we are, because we're super into it. We're super passionate about it, and we want you guys, like, I really do enjoy meeting new people, making new friends around a fandom, and just kind of creating a little community around it, you know? I think it's fun. I've been a part of them, and it's sort of what brought us together, and so it's just cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think, though, sweetie, so are we going to dive into...
Yeah, last thing we're going to do here, you know, as we're talking about ourselves, we're just going to pull up our Potter profiles on WizardingWorld.com.
Let's go!
So, you also know who you're dealing with, because, you know, I know, like, among Potterheads, it helps a lot to know what house the other person's in, so...
Oh, sure it does. And if you were watching the video version, by the way, that's actually a lot of fun. The hardest part for this podcast was to set up the video version of this, because it's about like capturing a moment. We're just kind of having fun over here. So yeah, the video version is throw my scarf on, sweetie. I got my wonderful scarf on here. So do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You can start, please.
You want me to start? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know, back in the day, I was sorted. I put the sorting hat on. Did the whole thing, and I kind of mentioned it earlier in the intro. I'm a Hufflepuff.
Through and through.
Proudly. I am so proud to be a Hufflepuff. I'm the reading teacher that will sort my students. Like, I want them to know what house they're in, and it helps. I think it helps. I also like, too, that you can just, I mean, again, there's like the sorting thing, like the quiz or whatever. Be in whatever house you want to be in, you know what I mean? But I was sort of the old-fashioned way, okay, with the hat and everything. which was great. Now, I just popped onto Wizarding World and looked at my profile. It's actually changed since I was on here last. Not my house, sweetie. Not my house. but like where everything's
Slytherin.
At. Yeah. Oh God. Could you imagine? Would you just break up with me?
I would still love you.
Aww.
I know you have a little Slytherin side in you.
No. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. No, because I was on here. I actually played the quiz championship. Holiday thing, right? You know, we have a lot of stuff to catch up on too, because you haven't seen the holiday special. Right?
Oh yeah,
the HBO thing.
We still have to. Oh my gosh! Yeah. Don't tell anybody. I haven't watched that yet.
Sorry.
Didn't have time, you know.
Yeah. No, remember you couldn't watch it in Germany. It wasn't released.
Oh yeah.
That you couldn't get access to HBO Max. So.
But then, since I got here.
Yeah,
we haven't had time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, this is just kind of a little different. Does yours have like on the left hand panel? Does it show you
your house?
Your house.
Patronus
and then...
wand.
Oh, cool. Okay.
My name.
And your name. That's good. Awesome.
Yeah.
On the right hand side, it's got like your Hufflepuff starter pack. Which Hufflepuff are you most like?
Oh yeah, totally. It says my Hufflepuff starter. No.
Aww.
Unfortunately, not. Even though I am a big part of Hufflepuff, but
sorry. But it does it say Ravenclaw starter pack? Does yours say that your Ravenclaw?
Oh yeah, yep.
Starter
yep.
pack.
Yes. Yeah. Things to do, and then your Ravenclaw starter pack. Yeah.
I get, that's what I'm saying.
It's kind of house I'm in, but
sorry. Oh no, I'm sorry. Well, I was trying to say, you know, if folks have been on Wizarding World, if you haven't been on in a while, it's changed a little bit. Like I don't check this thing every day. You know what I mean?
Is yours all in yellow?
Yeah, it's all in yellow and everything. But like again, just the way they show you that break stuff down is just a little different. So my Patronus is an Irish Wolfhound. Just so we're
that's
clear.
That's so cool.
Cute, right? That's cute.
I love that it's Irish. I don't know.
Yeah. And then my wand is English oak. But see, let me click on the wand because it used to tell me more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. English oak wood with a unicorn core, 10 3/4, and slightly yielding flexibility. Now, I don't know. So unicorn core. Oh, it does. It tells you more about that. That's actually kind of cool. What I was wondering was the slightly yielding flexibility. So the following notes on wand length and flexibility are taken from notes on the subject by Mr. Garrick Ollivander, wand maker. Wand flexibility or rigidity denotes the degree of adaptability and willingness to change. To change possessed by the wand and owner pair. So it's more about like it's more about like whether or not it can go from one owner to the next or something. Not really sure. I've never really understood like the slightly yielding flexibility piece or whatever that extra bit.
We should definitely get more into wand laws, wand making.
Yeah. Anyway, the wand in question unique. Anyways, so that's my wand. English oak wood, unicorn core, and then 10 3/4 length. Really cool. Didn't we do your sorting together?
Yes, so that's right? A funny story about my house. I know I'm a true Ravenclaw, but I also know that I am either almost or pretty much a headstall between Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff. Because I just have a huge part of Hufflepuff in me.
I just got one of those raisins. I'm so sorry.
In your tea, coffee.
Yeah. Sorry, I just sucked up like a raisin. Sorry.
That's fine. That's
full circle.
I'm glad you
did. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to explain what was happening. Yeah. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I know I have a big Hufflepuff heart, but I also knew from the beginning I would just felt drawn to Ravenclaw when I was like 9 or 10 years old when the first movie came out. I remember watching it with my dad and my brother. And I was absolutely blown away on the way home. It was dark outside. On the car ride back home, I was watching the stars and I felt changed.
Mm-hmm.
I get goosebumps when I talk about it. but I remember looking back at the first movie, Ravenclaws did not play a big role at all. But I just looked at the emblem. I don't know, like the name Ravenclaw and like, you know, what it said about the house. I just felt like that was my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was no character in that house. You didn't really know much about them. And I always felt like when I kept reading the books and watching the movies, I always felt like they should talk more about Ravenclaw. I want to know more about them because I feel like that's my house. And right. I remember they were selling. So at the movie theater, I think I went with my friends and watched the first movie again. And they were selling cups. And you could choose your house. They had like all four houses there, and I chose Ravenclaw. So I was like, yeah, I'm so glad. And that was like the first kind of merch.
right.
And I think either the cup is still at my mom's house or she threw it out like 2 years ago, but I would not throw that cup away because I loved it so much, even though it would leak.
The leaky cup.
Yeah. And then once all the quizzes came out. I remember prior to meeting you, I took it twice, and I got Ravenclaw once and Hufflepuff the next time. So I was like, okay, I got Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw equally on the quiz, but I feel like I'm a Ravenclaw. And then you're like, oh, are you sure? And then I pulled up my profile and was gone. I think it was because of all the changes of Pottermore and Wizarding World. My profile was gone. I'm like, oh, shoot. Okay. I think I got to have to set up a new profile and with Ezra on the phone. It's like, okay, let's do this together. And we were doing I was doing the quiz and he was watching me.
Right.
And all the questions, it's like, answer them right away. Not even like, sometimes you feel like, oh, I can guess which one's Slytherin, which one's Gryffindor. All that stuff.
Totally thought you were trying to.
No, some answers were totally not Ravenclaw, remember?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Some of them were like it was like food, loyalty. And you were like, oh, yeah, I like food and loyalty. Yeah. And I was like, hey, she's going to be a Hufflepuff, which I was cool with.
Yeah, me too.
I was cool with that, but I was also like,
once and for all.
Yeah, trying to figure it out.
It was crazy. All the answers were like, I answered them truthfully. And I thought myself, like, well, that's probably not Ravenclaw. I clicked on, result, and boom, the sorting hat sorted me into Ravenclaw, my true house, even though it's probably 51 to 49 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or 50-50, and I just chose Ravenclaw.
So I just want to be clear about this. When we were first dating, you kind of tricked me. You got into the Hufflepuff. I almost said Huffleclaw because we've been calling ourselves a Huffleclaw couple for a while. But like into the Hufflepuff common room because you said you were a Hufflepuff and I just let you in. When we first started talking, you're like, yeah, I think I'm a Hufflepuff. And I was like, are you? I'm not sure. And then you weren't sure either. So I'm just kind of teasing. But that was fun. Yeah, we did do that. We had I did watch it live. It was great. It wasn't rigged.
Yeah, no, that was fun. So, as I said, I'm a house Ravenclaw, proud Ravenclaw, and my Patronus is, and sweetie, you got to help me, Mare? M-A-R-E.
Yeah.
Mare, yeah. So I looked up, that's a horse, and I looked up a bay, what's that mean in terms of horses? So bay is a hair coat color of horses, which is characterized by a reddish brown or brown body color with a black point coloration of the mane, tail, ear edges. And I saw a photo of them, and I remember I did horseback riding back in the day when I was younger, also with one of my friends, and we went to like a 1 week camp, and I had one of those horses.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked exactly like a bay, and it was a mare. So mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of cool because, I mean, you always hope like, oh yeah, is it going to be my favorite animal? But
right. Yeah.
Horses are not my favorite animals, but mm-hmm. I think as a Patronus, that's kind of cool because they're strong. They'll protect you. They're mm-hmm. fast. They're fast, like sometimes they use Patronuses as messengers.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. I think it's cool. I'm very happy with that.
Sweetie, can I say something about it real quick?
Yes,
your Patronus? Okay. So when you look up, there's something called Patronus Appreciation. It's a Tumblr, right? They've got Pottermore Patronus Appreciation, like this thing. It was back when it was Pottermore. And people kind of wrote up some stuff on the various Patronuses.
Okay.
So mares are associated with a gentleness and a connection to the spiritual. Bay horses in particular mean steady progress and a reliable, well-balanced person that is well on their way to something good. Now, again, that's one of those things where people are just like writing stuff up, but cool. I liked it.
Yeah.
And I felt like it fit you. Yes. So I wanted to mention it.
I like it too. Yeah. Thanks for throwing that in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And last thing, my wand, I have to pull that up. So it's redwood wood with a unicorn core, 14 and a half inches and a quite bendy flexibility. So tell me, where did you read up on the qualities?
Yeah. So again, it's a little different when you click on the wand. If you go over, let me click on mine again and click on.
Oh yeah. I see. There's the material and length and flexible. Okay. So should supply yet constant demand, reputation.
Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
I was surprised. Yours is 14 inches minus 10 and 3/4.
What does that say about our relationship, sweetie?
I don't know. I was happy to hear that your wand is also...
Oh, my God. Yeah. He says the range of between 9 and 14 inches. So it's over... It's really long.
It's very long. You have
an very long wand.
Unusually long inches. Wand.
Exceptionally rare are long wands over 15 inches. 14 and a half. It's pretty close.
I mean, that's like, how do you fit that in your robes? Like, that's just like...
Oh, sweetie.
No, I'll seriously. Oh, good God.
Don't they have like cool, like, I mean, the wizarding world progresses too. Don't they have like cool, like wand pockets or something?
Oh, I bet
you can,
they do.
Like attach to your legs and stuff.
Yeah, like a holster kind of thing.
They,
yeah.
I think they even use that in the movies.
Yeah. I think it's kind of cool though, because you play volleyball and you're, you know, yeah. tall. So.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. What was the type of wood again?
Redwood.
Oh yeah, redwood. And redwood trees are tall.
Yeah.
They're super tall trees here.
Yeah. And they, I mean, that looks pretty.
Yeah.
I would love to get a wand like that.
Mine does not look as pretty, and it's just an old kind of twisted, gnarly looking wand. And I thought, that's me.
Oh my God.
That is me.
I think it's lovely.
Through and through. Just the old professor over here. Okay. But yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I was wondering if there was anything else. I think that's pretty much. I felt like there used to be more to these profiles, but there's really.
Yeah, I think some people do their.
Their Ilvermorny
house. Stuff. I don't really know how to do that, but we can.
Yeah, we can look into it for another time.
Yes. Because we are in America, so it would be cool to know. But
yeah, I do like that in the new film that you have Professor Hicks, and that we're gonna have sort of. You know, we might learn a bit more about Ilvermorny or some of the other schools or houses and stuff, you know? I think that'll be cool. Yeah. Are you dropping rock cakes?
I'm trying to break off a piece and look what I got.
Oh, my gosh.
Break off one piece and I got, like, only
crumbles
left.
She's got crumbles. Okay, again, friends, you got to go check out the YouTube edition. Oh, by the way, that's a little difficult. It might be difficult to find at first just because we've kind of... Fresh, brand new, what have you. We'll put a link down in the description so you guys can go click on it and see the video version. Free for everybody over there. Just fun for us. We like to go back and kind of laugh at ourselves because we're very silly. Mm-hmm. And this is our date night, by the way.
It is.
That's welcome how, to our date night. This is who we are, people.
Yes.
We are just plain, I don't know, like, this is as fun as going to a club for me, you know? More fun.
Yes.
Quite frankly, I don't want to go to the club. So this is a Friday night and we're like having a blast with our coffee and rock cakes.
We will go to a club one day. But...
if it's a Harry Potter themed night, I'll go, you know, if they've got Harry Potter drinks there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I just remembered the Fantastic Beasts, like kind of like underground club.
Thing, oh yeah.
Bar.
Yeah.
Style thing.
Yeah. We'll speak easy.
So.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, can't wait to talk about Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's cool. It's like when you're our age and you grew up with Harry Potter and now you're kind of an adult, apparently. You feel like that's cool because in Fantastic Beasts, they're all adults and they're trying to get through life. And
Yeah. That is why I like it more. I do like, that's the reason why I really do like Fantastic Beasts is because it's adult wizards doing, like, especially the trailer we saw, we're going to see this in a couple weeks. The Secrets of Dumbledore. I mean, they're using adult level magic.
Yeah.
Big time stuff.
Yeah. Looks amazing. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, hey, I think is that it, sweetie? We're just going to, that's kind of just our little intro, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. So friends, again, this is just kind of who we are, just a welcome episode. The first episode we'll tell you guys about here in a second, but, I wanted to get a chance for you guys just to get to know us, talk to us a little bit, see us, come check us out, and know that we're passionate about, you know, Potter and the Wizarding World. We want to make new Wizarding World friends, and we're international, so you never know where we might pop up, by the way, too.
Right.
We're on touring Europe, we want to go over to England, Scotland, Ireland, all the places. New Zealand. We got to go over and see Hobbiton. We've got to get there. Right. Australia. Got a whole list of places we want to go. So again, if you want to reach out to us, we'd love to chat with you. We'd love to, you know, talk to you through email, our Instagrams, our social medias, whatever it might be. We've already got a few folks who, it's just so cool. You know, when you started the Instagram account at Fleur and Bill, like there's people on there already reacting to cute, kind of cozy, fun Potter stuff. Right. And it's cool. And I think it makes us feel good to connect with those people. We've met some really cool people in this whole process, this whole journey that we've been on as an international couple who are Potter Nut Jobs. And I can't wait to reveal more on that.
Shout out to later. Lawyer.
Yeah.
Yes. We love her.
Shout out. We love her to death. So, yeah, there's that. But more on all that later, friends. So with that, that's all for this week. Thanks for tuning in to Shell Cottage Radio 94.7 COZY. I just wanted to throw that out there. I want to be like a real radio station, you know?
I mean, you do have a radio voice.
Aw, sweetie.
You do.
I actually didn't even really conjure it. It's kind of hard. I can sometimes... Let me try it again. Here we go. Thanks. No, I can't. Thanks for turning into the Shell Cottage right now. I can't do that.
No, do radio voice.
I don't know if I can.
Yes, you can.
Like when you hit a phrase like the 94.7 COZY.
There we go.
Like that's kind of
there we go.
Okay. That's why I wanted to throw it in there because it makes me kind of get into like a, I should almost throw it somewhere in the intro. Like get me fired up. But anyways, friends, we hope you'll join us in the future. Really, please. Honestly, I know the first episode is a little bit awkward because it's kind of a welcome. No. Sorry. I'm just thinking like, I don't know. Right. It's like we want to at least like say hi. Like the first thing when somebody, and I'm going off script here, and this is what's killing Lottie right now. It's sort of like, are you? You started to sweat. I'm sorry, sweetie. Don't worry. I'm gonna pick right back up where I left off, and then it's gonna go right into your lines. No, but sweetie, think about this, right? If somebody walks into our home, we open the door for them, and we come right in, and they just plop down on the couch, and we start just instantly talking to them about, did you know this in Harry Potter? Did you know that blibbity blobbity, you know, whatever? These are the 99 spells in the. You know what I mean? So it's just nice to say hi.
Yes.
I'm Ez, and that's Lottie. Yeah. And, you know, we are Fleur and Bill. So anyways, just wanted to mention that because that's where we're at. Sorry. Just wanted to make, you know, Lottie sweat a bit more. Anyway, yeah, we thoroughly enjoy meeting new positive Potter people that don't behave like a babbling, bumbling band of baboons. If you don't want to miss the next episode, then be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review and follow on social media at Fleur and Bill.
Yeah, next week we'll be doing a rewatch of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the first movie of the Fantastic Beasts series, in order to get ready for the new movie release of The Secrets of Dumbledore. So that's it for this week, and thanks for joining Fleur and Bill in their cozy shell cottage. We know it's not much, but it's home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.